changed around the mid-1700s. The new crop of composers, led by Gluck, rebelled against the excesses of opera seria and the whims of the singer. Their new works featured ordinary people instead of legendary heroes. Their arias, orchestration, and dances developed out of the dramatic situation. No one element of their mixed-media works would serve solely as a star turn for the featured diva of the evening. They put music and text back into balance and added a new element, humor. The Italians called this reformed opera, opera buffa. Pergolesi's La Serva Padrona, the serving maid who became a mistress, was the model. The French termed the popular style opera comique. In England, Dr. John Pepusch and John Gay created the first ballad opera with The Beggar's Opera. It featured low-life criminals, earthy humor, romance, and introduced opera's first anti-hero. Ballad opera became Singspiel in Germany, and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart became its supreme creator. He married words and music unlike any composer before him and became our first mixed-media master. Characters were realized through stunning melodies and orchestral colors. Every one of Mozart's sublime musical utterances, nuances, and flourishes evolved from and heightened the drama on the stage. He collaborated often with the librettist Lorenzo De Ponte and took ensemble writing to polyphonic heights in the sextet in The Marriage of Figaro.